Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Speaking of WGN Radio, Beth Swerk produced my show for 57 years. Hi, Beth. How are you?
It felt like 56.
But it felt like 56.
And the first show I ever produced was Steve Dale.
Oh, no kidding. I did not know that, Steve. Beth just reminded us she was the first show she ever produced was yours. And yet she decided
to
stay in the business for a little while. And now she's out in California. Where do you live, Beth?
I live in Sausalito. Hi, John Williams.
Hi, Beth. So let's jump into this. What's the name of your energy company there, PG&E?
Oh, yes. I have other curse words I've been using for them, but yes, that's their name.
They've been shutting off the power because when the high winds knock the power lines down, they spark and start these fires, which are raging in some cases out of control still. So are you without power right now?
I am. Day four. And second time this month.
You're on the fourth day. Are you going to have power tomorrow?
They said Wednesday or Thursday now.
So what happened to all of the food in your refrigerator?
Well, it's garbage day, so we compost out here. So I composted it this morning.
But you know, you're a single person. If you had a couple kids and if you had a family of four, I wonder if you lose a refrigerator full of food, that's a couple hundred bucks right there.
I mean, it's a mess because about 3 weeks ago, they gave us 12 hours notice and did this. PG&E turned off the power to a bunch of the grid. It was a much smaller scale. It was still big, but a smaller scale. And it was for just enough for everything to thaw out and melt and us to throw everything away. And they said it was because of high winds and it was 75 and sunny and not a wind in the sight. But this time, they started a fire which is the Kincaid fire out here, which is devastating. It started last Thursday and it's at 75,000 acres and it's only 15% contained. And the winds out here are really scary. They're 70, 80, 90 mile winds that are hurricane force. In fact, the fire on Saturday was 10% contained and on Sunday we woke up to being 5% contained. So it's really hard, and I don't take any of this lightly, and I'm very grateful to not be closer to the fire or be evacuated. But there are a lot of people out here without power since Saturday. So their theory is if they turn off power, they won't start fires. But I think the frustrating part for a lot of people is that they're still starting fires. I think it was told today that there have actually been two more.
Wait, hold on, Beth.
They didn't turn off power.
But you say they started the fires, not intentionally, but just...
No. But
their lines fall down, yeah. And so at least, you must appreciate, maybe you must not, but so that's why they're shutting the power out, because if a line goes down and it's hot, then we've got another fire.
Right.
I wonder if the people who had the power going through the line to their house wished that they hadn't had power, right? I mean,
it's a Band-Aid fix, I think, at the core of it. I mean, if me being out of power for 4 days stopped a huge fire, I'm happy to be out of power for 6 days. But I think it's just the timing of it. It's the Band-Aid fix. It's just not been very well managed or messaged. And it really is, it is pitch black. I don't think I really appreciated what without power meant. And again, for me, it's only an inconvenience. I mean,
the street lights are out.
I don't. What's that?
The street lights are out.
It's literally 2 million people, and it is an hour worth of a span of street all power, street lights, grocery stores, restaurants, gas stations, schools, churches, courthouses, homes, literally everything is out of power. It is. You cross the Golden Gate Bridge, and it is pitch black. And again, for me, it's an inconvenience. I'm not elderly. I don't have breast milk in the freezer. I don't have medication. But for a lot of people, it's a really big deal.
Okay, hold on. So I know I'm belaboring the obvious, but it is kind of hard to imagine because when here in the Midwest, if you're without power, it's usually during the summer, and there's been a tornado or a thunderstorm, and you're out for 6 hours, and it's a great inconvenience. You're talking about 6 days. So if I was running a business, I'm probably 6 days without income then, right?
Yeah, and everybody just restocked their shelves. I mean, I live in a small town. You know, the local market restocked all their shelves after they put the power out for 2 days last time. And now they're losing their inventory again.
What do you watch?
And well, they're not selling.
And you can't even watch TV then.
I mean, it's 2019, so I just downloaded stuff to my iPad. But yes, I cannot even watch TV.
Yeah, but how do you power your iPad?
Well, I work in the city. I learned a lot the first time. So my mom was out here last weekend, and our big trip was to get me a lantern. So that was cool. We're all kind of learning as we go. Flashlights, lanterns, my fancy lantern you can charge your phone in. But it's not fun. So Friday night we got the warning and we all ran home and like did our dishes and laundry and prepped the food as best as we could. And Saturday we just kind of waited and then all of a sudden the power went out.
Do you have hot water, Beth?
No.
You don't have a gas-powered furnace or hot water heater?
I don't have hot water. I don't have a stove. I don't have anything.
How have you been bathing for the last 5 days, or have you? Maybe you haven't.
It's cold. I'm cold. But you should see me with wet hair and makeup by lantern.
What about this, Beth? Because you mentioned this just in passing to me the other day. So if it's pitch black, that means the hardware stores and the restaurants and stuff aren't doing business in your neighborhood.
No.
Does everybody then cross the bridge? And is San Francisco more crowded than this week?
Yeah. So I think the thing is, like, it's not just my neighborhood. It is literally from here until Sonoma. I mean, it's an hour drive is black, essentially, and that's not being dramatic. So what I discovered yesterday, so I come into the city for work, which I live close to the city, so it is not the end of the world for me, but for a lot of people, it is. So I came into the city, I was like, I'm going to leave by 5 because I want to get home before it's dark out, got myself on the bus, and it took 3 hours to get home. I live 7 miles from my office because everybody had to come to the city to get food, to get power, to charge their stuff. You know, my town, the library, has a charging station. Every single person is going there, so you can't. So traffic's insane because people have to come for gas, for food. You can't run out to the grocery store.
Well, and even if say you went to the grocery store and you got milk and, you know, anything that's perishable, it wouldn't keep
like
long
out of,
in your house anyway. What's the point? Hold on, Beth. I got to take a break. We still do commercials here at WGN. Remember when you worked here? Here's my question when you come back.
That's my least favorite part of the... I mean, I love commercials. Go.
Commercials, good. When we come back, just tell me what the buzz is. Like, are they mad at the governor? Are they mad at the mayor? What's the ramification about this? And when is it going to get fixed? Beth Swerk, you remember Kathy and Judy? She produced them. She produced for me. She produced for Steve Dale, longtime voice and personality at this radio station, is now, I guess, air drying her hair in California. In Northern California, WGN Radio's Beth Swerk now works. We still claim you, Beth, but you don't work for us anymore. You're in the, what is it, advertising business out there?
I do marketing at MasterClass.
Oh, no kidding, MasterClass. I just saw a commercial for them the other day. How about that? You like that out there, Beth?
I love it. It's an incredible experience and hard to follow up a career at WGN, but this is close but still second to my days with you, John.
3 minutes left. So what are people talking about? Do they want a new governor? Do they want who are they mad at? What's the buzz these days?
I think it's a combination. People are mad at PG&E, very mad. It's been 2 years. It's a big business. It's Band-Aid instead of solution. Again, we're all happy to go in the dark if that means we're not starting fires, but we're still starting fires, and it, clearly this cannot be the new normal. So people are very mad at PG&E, and I think it's a blend of that big business, and it's also, you know, at the end of the day, our climate. It's really dry. Yeah. It's really windy. We haven't had fires this consistent before, and the last 3 years have been completely out of control. And they're not they are now coming into neighborhoods. I mean, again, I can't dry my hair and I don't have groceries, but I have several friends who have been evacuated from their homes since Saturday, and they wet their roof and don't know if they get to go back. So it's just, it's frustration, it's anger, it's all of the things.
What about?
And it's unfortunately the struggle that we're facing here in the falls now.
What about phone calls and phone conversation? Has that been restricted then? Because at the end of the day, if you can't recharge, you can't participate.
That was the other thing I meant to mention. I'm lucky my carrier is still working, but half of the people in my county and the, I think, 36 counties affected by the power outage, the AT&T wires got knocked down. So people cannot communicate on their cell phones. My colleague works out or lives out by me as well with kids. You know, they live up in the dark, windy roads in the hills of Sausalito and don't have a phone to make emergency calls or to get the text updates. You know, we're getting the fire department and the city are trying to give us updates on when the power is going to come back on or what might happen. But if the winds keep up, it's going to keep going. There's supposed to be another really bad windstorm tonight, so they're keeping the power off. And who knows how on and off this is going to be.
Beth, they don't have any rules against whole house generators, do they? Not that you'd get one for your apartment, say, but, I mean, if you had a generator, you could power a lot of a house, right?
A couple people are starting. I think that's going to also become the norm of buying generators. I've got one friend Sunday. There were like, I mean, I was joking the other day. I missed snow days and then this came along. like one friend has a generator and I think like 18 of us were in their 2-bedroom apartment on Sunday. But my friend owns he runs a ceramic store out here where he is now renting a generator that's $8,000 a month because otherwise he loses $70,000 of product a day. And so it's the companies and the businesses are going to start going that. I think it's so fresh that not a lot have yet, but that's a cost and an effort and an energy sucker too.
All right, time's up. So our guest has been Beth Swerk. Lots of texts, Beth, and some of them are saying, it's so nice to hear Beth. Woohoo! Stay well.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you.
I'll talk to you again soon, my friend. My best to everybody out there, and thanks for sharing us your experience.
Thank you, John Williams. Love you.
I love Beth's work. Don't you, too?